Everything art. Everything cultural. The cultural thing. The cultural thing.
What got you involved into dance in the first place?
Just when I was a child, something for my mum to take me along to mix with other children preschool, because then there was no nurseries. So I was taken along to dance lessons and it just became my life. I was there 5 days a week and travelled around the country doing competitions and things, which we do now, national competitions. And when I was old enough to take dance as a career, then unfortunately I found out that I had spinal problems and wasn't advised to dance anymore. So took the next best step, if you like, so that I could teach children to go and do what I would have liked to have done.
You mainly deal with dance?
We mainly deal with dance, but we also incorporate singing and drama as well for the triple threat purpose. If the children are going through into careers, then it's more or less necessary these days to be able to dance, sing and act.
Right. 30 years on, you're still here. Did you think that the school would be surviving 30 years later?
I really didn't think about it as long term, because when I started off I only had 5 pupils and it just escalated from there. You know, I used to look at the other schools that are around the country and always look and, you know, inspired to be like them and wanted to learn as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And it just escalated. It just got bigger and bigger, and the standard got higher, and we found that we could compete with these bigger schools.
How many pupils do you have now?
At the moment, I think there's about 120.
Wow. Is it easy to progress and make a career as a dancer these days?
As a dancer, it's difficult because, like I said, it's triple threat. You have to be able to do everything to a certain standard. You know, you can excel at one thing, but have to be very good at the other two. But it's mainly as dancers that I would put the children into these vocational schools down in London, and, you know, they're lucky if they've got good singing voices and have had any acting experience as well.
Right.
When I was taught to dance, I was taught tap and ballet and modern jazz.
Right.
And, you know, if you want to go into the theatre or, you know, as a backing dancer for pop stars in pop videos and things like that, mm-hmm. that's the basis for the training. Everyone has to do ballet. Everyone's advised to do ballet, whether you're going to be a ballerina or not.
Right.
Because it helps you as a core and, a good strength and a basis for everything else.
Okay. Is there a stigma still attached to boys involved in dancing and theatre?
I don't think it's as bad as it was a few years ago.
Would you put that down to?
I wouldn't dare say Billy Elliot, because that's just what everybody says. It's just, I think, the fact that boys are doing really, really well. Once upon a time, there would be boys dancing, and maybe they wouldn't be very good, so they would have a bit stick from even the people within the business, within the studios. But now you've got some really, really talented boys coming through, and I think it's a respect thing.
Right.
And for some reason, I find that people enjoy to watch a brilliant boy dancer better than they would watch a girl.
What do you put that down to?
I really don't. I don't know whether boys are more exciting, because boys have to be able to jump higher, and they've got to have a good physique.
Right.
And they've got to be, you know, like entertaining more, if you like.
Mm-hmm. Right, we've said that you've been here for 30 years and you're doing something at the Royal Albert Hall next year, is that right?
Yes, we're at the Royal Albert Hall. It's a show that's on every 5 years, and it just shows different variations of dance,
right.
Like from cheerleading to Bollywood to jazz. And I think there's about 900 dancers going along, and we are representing the Northern Counties Dance Teachers Association, which is the association I teach for.
Right.
And we're taking a group of 14 children down, and it's going to cost us approximately £3,000 for to take them down.
Whoa.
So it's a lot of money just for that short time, but it's something, you know, that the children can remember and look back on in years to come.
When you say Northern Counties, what area does that cover?
Well, it covers quite a wide range, actually. I mean, obviously, it's based for the Northern Counties, the northeast of England, if you like.
Right. We've got some of your colleagues with us as well. Let me ask you, what do you think is the importance of dance for children? Not obviously, there's the physical side, but is there an emotional side as well?
Yes, I think it gives them loads of confidence, and it's good for their posture, and it makes them mingle with it. Big age group, because the older ones will take care of the smaller ones, and so they can enact with every different age group, and they have great friends all over the country because of that, and abroad. They're now in contact with children from Canada when we went to Blackpool last year.
Right.
So yes, I think it's absolutely great for them.
What age range do you have here?
We start at babies, don't we? So from 2-year-old. Right up to 19-year-olds we still have coming.
Right.
And really, it depends what the parents want, because there are a lot of children who come to dancing who are not going to go into the business. They'll come and it's good social skills.
Right.
It's good discipline. And you hear so many parents saying it keeps them off the streets.
Right.
It depends what you actually want out of it or what your child wants out of the dancing business, really.
Brilliant. When you meet parents who's got children who dance as well, they're just as friendly as what the children are. Everybody mixes really, really well.
How would we get in contact with you if we want to help you with your fundraising or if we want to get involved with the dancing?
You would just ring up the studio and speak to either one of the committee members or to Maureen, who is the receptionist.
Do you want to give the number?
Yes, it's 0191 456 8075.
Is there an age where that's it? If you haven't started dancing, that's pretty much it.
Lots of the rules in competitive side takes you up to the age of 18.
Right.
Because at the age of 16 and onwards, you can go off to vocational colleges, and lots of the students obviously go off to universities to take up other careers and things like that. And you find that they do keep coming back, even if it's just for a visit or a one-off class. And I'm finding now, although I don't like to admit it, that my first pupils are bringing their children.
All right.
So, you know, it just it goes
quite a
on
little
like
club
that.
You've got going, isn't it? Ladies, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
A Garrito presentation.